Phone Boy Speaks, episode 433, P-Cell.
Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you have a cell phone. And if you are me, you actually use it to record a podcast, strangely enough. But anyway, that's not what this is about. So this is about when you go to a large city with a cell phone and you try and use it, sometimes it doesn't work very well. And this is a very common complaint in San Francisco and New York, two rather large cities. And, you know, these are places that are, you know, San Francisco has a couple of different issues. One, that it's that the terrain of San Francisco makes it somewhat challenging. And then you've also got people that just don't want to see towers. And so anytime a tower is proposed, like half the city comes out against it. Although that, you know, I would be on the other side of that. I want more towers. And, but there's also, and also, you know, the way that carriers deal with this is like in short term, right? Is they'll roll out of colts or cows and, so sell on light trucks, you know, sell on wheels, right? And basically it's like a mini cell tower, and they're brought in temporarily at, you know, locations where a lot of people aren't going to be known to gather. For example, a presidential inauguration or a Super Bowl or something like that, where, you know, traditionally the cell phone networks are relatively strained because everybody's trying to use their phone at the same time. It's a huge expense and such. And so you have to put them in the right spots so that the cell phones continue to work, because, you know, the towers can't overlap too much, and they have to know about their neighbors and try and avoid interference. And in fact, you know, when you're using your cell phone, you may be connected to a tower, but a lot of other people are connected to that tower too. And the cell phones and the towers have to realize that there's going to be a lot of people trying to, communicate with the tower at the same time, or a lot of radios. And so they do all this stuff to avoid interference, but it's, there are limits to what can be done. And, you know, there are issues sometimes, and that's just the way things go. Now, somebody clever has come up with a new potential solution to this, and it's not clear how it's going to work in large scale. It's also not clear whether the carriers will go for it, because of course it's a completely different model. But it's a technology called P-Cell. And unfortunately, the technical details behind it are a little scarce at the moment. It's essentially a marketing demo at this point. People have looked at it and said it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. And what their marketing video says is that rather than attempting to work around interference, the P-cell technology essentially uses it to its advantage, and is somehow able to allow, you know, a lot of cell phones in a very small space to all attempt to use the same spectrum at the same time and still have, you know, and get full speed. Now, I'm not, unfortunately, I don't know enough about how all that stuff works to say that that's even possible. But okay, so I'll take it on face value that might be possible, because there's a lot of things that I don't understand. But I'm sure there's some way to do that, and if they've truly figured out the holy grail, that's great. Now, and these P-cell devices, if I can kind of tell from the pictures, they look like the smoke detectors that hang out in all your rooms, or maybe like some light fixtures or something. They're not, a conventional cell tower is very big, and these, you know, P-cell devices don't look like they're all that big, compared to a cell tower, which, you know, like there's a cell tower that's very close to my house, or maybe not that close, but it's near the highway, and right next to an inn, right, or hotel or of sorts, and this thing's probably taller than any building in Gig Harbor, and obviously it's pretty high up, and in fact I can see there's actually a bird's nest on top of it. It's kind of I think it's condors or something, which is why some endangered bird species, which is why they've never taken it down. But anyway, these towers are unsightly. This is why people are object to having them in their neighborhoods. They're expensive to maintain and stuff like that. And However, they are good. You know, I think they're good for, you know, those towers are going to go away, right? Because there's, you know, sort of sparsely populated areas, certainly having a, you know, conventional cell tower makes sense. But for heavily populated areas, you definitely need help, right? You can't put enough conventional cell towers up to handle, you know, someplace like New York City or San Francisco. And you need something like these P cell devices, I think, to, you know, to help phones, you know, find more spectrum. And but now, of course, these P cell devices presumably need some sort of backhaul like a regular cell tower. So that part of the problem is not going to get solved anytime soon, I don't think. You no matter how you receive the wireless signals, you still have to put it on a network somewhere. And, you know, maybe the problem, some of the problems we're experiencing are just, you know, spectrum issues. But yeah, but backhaul is going to become the next issue. So this P cell stuff might solve one problem, but it might just kick the can down the road a little bit farther. And, you know, then we have to solve the backhaul issue, which is also still a problem in some places because, you know, if everybody's trying to stream, you know, 3 or 5 megabits per second video or something like that on their phone at the same time, then, you know, that's a lot of bandwidth when you add, you know, you add it up to, you know, 10,000 users or whatever, however many users can comfortably use a conventional cell at the same time. But long and the short of it is, it's nice to see some progress. That said, it's going to be up to the carriers to decide whether or not they're going to use this technology. Is unfortunately, that's, you know, that's therein lies the rub, right? Somebody comes up with a breakthrough, but if the you know, if the carriers don't use it, it'll die on the vine. But, you know, maybe it's disruptive, and maybe you know, maybe if the conventional carriers won't do it, some other carrier will, and you know, and as a result of it, we'll clean house. You know, I can imagine that it's going to be much easier to deploy one of these P cells in a conventional tower, which can take years, based on some of the regulatory stuff I read. But anyway, I'll put a link in the show notes. You can read the article in the New York Times about it, and you know, and look at the video, and you can come to your own conclusions about whether we'll see this technology anytime soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.